Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So thank you so much for joining us, Doc. You're talking to the Adventist World Radio. Zama is my name. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we want to talk about the new earth that will be coming at the coming of the Messiah. I mean, you know, Isaiah 65, 17 says, "For I will create a new heavens and the new earth." And so I want to understand, what is the new earth?
Thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you through the Adventist World Radio. It is true, the Bible speaks of the new world. It talks of, no, not the new world actually, the new heavens and the new earth. That's how the Bible speaks.
Yeah.
And for some people, when they see the word new, they take the English meaning, new in chronology. The way you can say number one is old, number two is new. That is not what the Bible means. The Bible means by new is a Greek word, which means new in quality, not new in chronology. It's the same old thing, but made new in quality. And therefore, when they talk of the new earth and the new heavens, they're saying the order of things, the way they are here, we are temporarily. They will end. The order that will come of the things will be new in quality, new in background, new in purpose. So when we talk of the new heavens and the new earth, we are talking of new in quality as a result of God's creation, of God's work. New in the sense that the power of God and the righteousness of God is in existence, is in practice without limitation.
Will there still be a heaven when there's a new earth?
The Bible says there will be new heaven. And please, the word heaven is not necessarily where God and the angels stay.
Okay.
In Hebrew, in Genesis 1 verse 8, it says, "And God called the firmament, he called the sky heavens." When you read that God created the heavens and the earth, that word heavens does not mean where God and the angels stay. It means the space up here. So when John is describing the new heavens, he's talking of the totality of the rearrangement, of the making new everything, not only on earth, but also in the heaven around the earth. So when you ask, it's true, the Bible says there will be new heavens. Whoever is listening can get a joy in this, to know that things will not continue as they are. That every pain that we have is temporary.
So in this,
what makes heaven new? I'll let you know one thing. In Africa, especially in East Africa, before you marry, there is a house that you occupy. That house has a special name. The house of a bachelor. It is called Simba in some languages.
Okay.
I remember I used to have one. It's a house where a bachelor stays. When you enter inside, the smell you get, the scent you get is of a bachelor. A one-man presence, you can always tell. Things are arranged by him. Do you know what? People call it, even if it's a big one, they just call it Simba. The day you will marry and the wife comes in, they change the name. They now call it a new house. Yet the furniture is the same furniture, the bed is the same one, the carpet is the same one. So why do you call it new? Oh, I get it. Because now a wife has come in. The coming in of the wife makes the house new. So we can draw and say, heaven as it is now is Simba. But when we shall be saved and be there with the Christ, it will now say, a wife has now come. And then it will be new heaven. It is new because Christ's dream to be with us has become a reality.
Wow. All right. That's a beautiful example. I love that example, actually. It makes it very clear and quite succinct. Now, what does it mean that the first heaven and earth will pass away?
Good. When the Bible says that the old earth and the old heavens have passed away, it is speaking of two things. Number one, there will be a rearrangement of the powers of heaven. And also number two, the order of things, the pain, the death, the sin, all that will be absent, will be removed. So when he talks of all the things passing away, he's describing a new creation that God will make. Even man himself will have a new motivation. Can you imagine a time where there's no pain, there's no hatred?
Yeah.
A place where we are not stigmatized by our color.
Mm.
We are not laughed at. A place where all our glory, our praising is to the Lord. That is where the Bible is telling us that all the things that were built on selfishness will pass away, so that we shall not have an order, anything that will be driven by selfishness.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I cannot wait for that. Now, what assurances do we have that sin will not enter the new earth again? I mean, it's a concern of mine, and I think many others who are listening. Do we have any assurance that sin will not enter? And what assurance is that?
First of all, before you come to that question, you know that sin originated outside this planet in a perfect being called Lucifer. That's what the Bible says.
Mm.
But how a virus called sin came to be found in a perfect creature called Lucifer, it is inexplainable.
Mm.
The origin of sin is not fully explained in the Bible. What we get are the consequences of sin, the symptoms of sin.
Mm.
The eye, Satan said this, but how a virus called sin came to be found in a perfect creature called Lucifer is inexplainable. It is called the mystery of iniquity.
Mm.
Now, the question comes,
mm-hmm.
if at one time a virus called sin came to be found in a perfect creature called Lucifer, how sure can we be that when we shall be in the new heavens, another virus will not be found in a perfect person called Zama? I have an answer for you.
Okay.
When God created Lucifer, there is something he did not do.
Mm.
But after we are saved into heaven, there is something God does.
Okay.
When he created Lucifer, God did not say anything. He just kept quiet.
Mm.
But after we shall be in the new heaven, the new earth, God says, there shall be no more sin.
Ah, okay.
Because of that, we know there shall be no more sin. Had he said that after creating Lucifer and it came, we would doubt him.
But now,
because he says there will be no sin, there will be no pain, there will be no death, we know for sure it will not be there. It's like after creating Satan, we don't know. The Bible is not very clear, but his silence may suggest an anticipation, because there's nothing accidental about God. God did not create Satan.
Mm.
He created Lucifer, and Lucifer became Satan. And but when we shall be in heaven, God will not only eliminate the content, Satan, but he will go further and eliminate the virus, sin. Sin cannot be eliminated by fire. You may destroy Satan and the sinner, but you have not solved the problem of the virus. In the virus, it is God himself who will grab it and bury it very far. If you want it more, study on the sanctuary where one of the gods would be taken far to the desert. That's why the Bible says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the virus sin.
Yeah.
It is a sanctuary language. So I want to speak to my my listener that we are not headed for destruction. We are headed for new heavens and the new earth. And therefore we cannot afford we cannot afford to lose that joy, that anticipation. When our dead would resurrect. When our pain will be no more.
Yeah, yeah.
It is so beautiful. Yeah.
Nah, man, it's powerful. Definitely looking forward to that. I think you've allayed some worries because, you know, God in a perfect world created and sin entered in that perfect place. And so the worry was that, hey, man, what if this thing happens? But now, would people still also not sin then? Because remember, people would have sinned on earth. And they would have been familiar with sin. So you're thinking that they would not sin again there?
In the Bible says, because of what God has done, because we have been made new creation in Him, because we are His sons and the daughters, because God has given us a new motivation, not a motivation based on fear of destruction or based on the bribe of reward. We have been given a new motivation of agape love. Therefore, the Bible says, sin shall no more have dominion over you. So we know in the new heavens and the new earth, the new motivation that God gives to us cannot embrace sin again. We shall live without sin. It means we shall live praising the Lord all through. I want to speak to my listener who is listening somewhere that a day is coming, and it's coming very soon, when sin shall not have dominion again. No pain, no cry, when we shall be new. It's the Bible that says that sin will no longer be there. A day the Bible says when sin itself will die, when death will die, so there will be no more death. So we know that the description of the new heaven, the new earth, is indeed new, because not only what man is will be new, but the new motivation, the what he's living for, everything will be new, because they are now in Christ.
Beautiful, and everything will be new because now we will be in Christ. Dr. Wamalika, thank you so much for your time. We will connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you. May God bless you. May God give us that hope. May we live to see that hope become a reality.
Oh,
may our faith drive us all through until that day when we shall be able to say, wow, what an amazing God we serve. If there's anybody who has pain, I'm giving you the blessed hope. If there's anybody who's broken in any way, I want us to look ahead to that blessed hope. Thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.